Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, wishing all of you a happy November from beautiful but a bit crisp Connecticut. I'm up here visiting with my family over the weekend, but we're just about 40 miles away from what's turning out to be ground zero for a full-blown Democrat civil war. With just 3 days until Election Day, something remarkable is happening in New York City's mayoral race. Mamdani's once commanding lead is evaporating. And we've got some new polling data that suggests this election could be far closer than anyone expected. And it's Mamdani himself who appears to be blowing up his own campaign. So I'm sure you all know, but Zohra Mamdani, the self-proclaimed Democrat socialist, he's promised to basically revolutionize New York City with free childcare, free buses, government-run grocery stores, turned it into Caracas, basically. He was running away with this election. He had a double-digit lead over Andrew Cuomo and Curtis Sliwa. But then something happened. The more this guy opened his mouth, the more he started destroying his own brand. First, he got caught in a blatant lie. He claimed that his aunt had stopped riding the New York subway right after 9/11 because so many Islamophobic New Yorkers were accosting her for wearing her hijab. Just one problem, it never happened. He has a single aunt who we now know was living in Tanzania at the time of September 11th, not in New York City. She wasn't even here. She was nowhere near the city. And so Mamdani desperately tried to backtrack by saying that was actually his father's distant cousin, not his aunt. And of course, as it turns out, with a little investigating, it turns out that his father's distant cousin was also living in Tanzania at the time. So he got caught lying, and then he got caught lying in the cover-up, right? And then, as if it couldn't get worse from there, Mamdani, his campaign just got hit with revelations that it had accepted nearly $13,000 in illegal foreign donations from 170 contributors residing outside the United States. That's a federal crime. Only U.S. citizens or permanent legal residents can donate to political campaigns here. And so, while in fairness, many of those donations were returned, including a $500 donation from his mother-in-law in Dubai, as of mid-October, 88 foreign donations totaling over $7,000 still had not yet been returned. And of course, the Republican candidate, Curtis Sliwa, he's calling for a Justice Department investigation into this. President Trump has made similar calls as well. With all of these scandals, it appears to be taking a toll on Mamdani's campaign. The latest polling shows Mamdani's lead shrinking dramatically. The latest Atlas Intel poll that was just released today shows the race tightening significantly. Mamdani is down to just 41%, and Cuomo's risen to 34%. So it's a mere 7-point advantage with a 3-point margin of error. So that means this race could realistically be within striking distance on Tuesday, Election Day. But the key here is that Mamdani's momentum has officially ended. His campaign has stalled. And ironically, it's Cuomo that's surging. He has all the momentum right now. And in fairness, as does Sliwa. Sliwa's surging, but at this point, it doesn't look like he has anywhere near enough to overtake Mamdani. We'll see. But here's where things get truly fascinating. Governor Kathy Hochul, that's right, she's the Democrat leader of the New York Democrat Party. She just went on TV and essentially admitted that Mamdani's signature tax the rich plan would economically devastate not just the city, but the state as a whole. And she said Mamdani is not going to get the money he needs from Albany in order to fulfill all of his promises in transforming New York City into a socialist paradise. Hochul basically said it's not happening. And she said, bottom line, look, if this guy actually did follow through with taxing the rich like he's promising, you're going to see a mass exodus from New York like you would never even imagine. Remember, this is already a problem for blue states. Blue states have been hemorrhaging residents, New York, California, Illinois. They've all been losing electoral college votes, or they're in the process of losing. They're in the process of losing representatives because they're losing so much population. And the more the Democrats double down on the radical far left, the more these blue states are going to continue to see their populations deplete, with more political representation shifting to red states. If you don't know Mamdani, he's promised $10 billion in new annual spending, $10 billion, including $6 billion for universal childcare, nearly $1 billion to make buses free, $500 million for new Department of Community Safety, billions more for affordable housing, government-run grocery stores. And to pay for all this, he claims he can raise $9 billion through two major tax increases, a 5% point hike in the corporate tax rate, projected to raise $5 billion, and a 2% income tax surcharge on earnings over $1 million, projected to raise $4 billion. But economists across the political spectrum have eviscerated these projections. The Cato Institute points out that Mamdani fundamentally confuses marginal tax rates with average tax rates. Raising only the top marginal corporate rate does not mean the entire tax base increases by that full percentage. The Empire Center notes that New York City's wealthiest already pay the highest non-federal income taxes in America at 15%. And Mamdani wants to push that to 17%, 3.5 points higher than any other state. So currently the top 1% of city taxpayers, about 34,000 filers, pay 40% of the city's income tax revenue. If Mamdani's plan were implemented, that would rise to over 60%. So that creates what economists call catastrophic concentration risk. The entire city budget becomes dangerously dependent on a tiny group of highly mobile residents who can afford to leave. And why wouldn't they? Why would people stay in New York City when they can move to Florida or Texas or Tennessee or heck, New Jersey? Again, if the whole country goes commie, like in Venezuela, there's nothing anyone could do apart from actually picking up and leaving the country. But if you try to socialize a tiny little portion of it, like a single city, when it's surrounded by all of these pro-capitalist local economies, why on earth would anyone expect them to stay when they literally, they could pick up and move 15 minutes south and that would save them millions upon millions of dollars? So this is why more and more moderate centrist Democrats like John Fetterman or the now independent but once former Democrat Andrew Yang, they're all openly calling Mamdani a political disaster in every way imaginable. He's a disaster when it comes to New York City, and he's a disaster for the Democrat Party as a whole, in that the Republicans are already fraught. They're chomping at the bit to make this guy the new face of the Democrat Party. A woke, socialist, leftist Muslim is not going to play well in the seven swing states that are inordinately populated with blue-collar and working-class whites. It's just not a brand that promises to sell. Again, the key here is that Mamdani is controversial even in New York City. He's splitting the left inside one of the bluest cities in the nation. If he's causing so much havoc among the Democrats inside one of their safe havens, how do you think it's going to play out in swing states where you need to increase the Democrat vote, not split it? So we'll see how all of this plays out on Tuesday. The polls show Mamdani is still leading and he should still win, but his support is softening. Undecided voters are increasing, and the generational turnout battle could swing this race dramatically in either direction. Regardless of what happens, it does look like the Democrats are increasingly doubling down on their most woke socialist wing, which ultimately means that the Democrats are inadvertently exacerbating their slow but inevitable decline. Love you guys. Enjoy your weekend.